What if the life you've been told to want isn't the life you actually want? Think about the last time you felt truly alive, not comfortable, not secure, but fully, vibrantly awake. For most of us, those moments didn't happen while following someone else's script. They happened when we broke the rules. This realization hit Chris Guillebeau hard after years working in West Africa, visiting over 100 countries, and watching people sleepwalk through lives they never chose. His philosophy is disarmingly simple. You don't have to live your life the way other people expect you to. Yet applying this idea requires courage most of us haven't been asked to summon since childhood, when adults posed that classic question: if everyone else jumped off a bridge, would you? Somehow, we forgot the lesson. We grew up and started jumping. Living unconventionally demands four commitments. Stay open to new ideas without accepting them blindly. Cultivate dissatisfaction with the status quo, that unremarkably average existence of checking society's boxes while your soul quietly suffocates. Take personal responsibility for your future, regardless of your past. And be willing to work hard, not less work, but better work that energizes rather than drains you. These principles sound obvious until you realize how rarely anyone actually lives them. We're like the monkeys in that famous experiment. Researchers sprayed them with cold water whenever they climbed toward bananas, until eventually the monkeys policed each other, stopping newcomers from climbing even after the water stopped. New monkeys learned the rule without understanding why. We do the same thing, accepting limitations we've never questioned. But here's the difference: we're not caged. We can climb the ladder, grab the bananas, and walk out the door. Bernard Lopez quit his New York job, broke his lease, withdrew his retirement savings, and biked across America, not for charity or attention, just for himself. After his father's death, Bernard needed transformation, not comfort. The journey gave him something no paycheck could: invincibility and clarity about who he actually was. Most of us don't want permanent vacation. We want adventure, growth, and meaningful contribution. Discovering what you truly want requires brutal honesty most people avoid. Too many practice life avoidance, staying busy enough to never confront what they actually want to accomplish before they die. Three approaches cut through this fog. First, design your ideal day in vivid detail: when you wake, what you eat, who you talk to, what you create. Then adjust your actual life toward this vision. Second, create a life list of everything you want to accomplish. Imagine yourself dying. What would you regret never having done? Third, plan for serendipity. Goals create space for spontaneity, because working toward what matters gives you both time and energy for joy. Never apologize for your dreams, provided they don't harm others. But a life completely centered on yourself won't ultimately satisfy you. What needs can you meet? Who looks to you as a leader? What bothers you about the world? What unique contribution can only you offer? When you reach the convergence of getting what you want while helping others in a way only you can, that's when you stop merely existing and start leaving a legacy. No matter your goal, you'll need support. Your small army consists of five groups: prospects, curious but uncommitted; followers, your largest group who actively engage; true fans, hyper-responsive followers representing 2-4% who buy everything; allies, like-minded peers on similar journeys; and friends of friends, your extended network. Building your army follows three steps. First, recruit by creating a platform and offering a compelling reason for attention. Second, train and reward through motivation, inspiration, education, entertainment, and unexpected gestures of appreciation. Finally, ask your army to introduce new prospects, leverage their networks for opportunities, and provide direct support. Trust evaporates through broken promises and unacknowledged mistakes. Challenge people without insulting them and meaningfully improve their lives. As an individual, your advantage over organizations is authenticity. Leo Babada built Zen Habits to 100,000 subscribers by presenting himself as an average person seeking a simplified lifestyle rather than an expert dispensing wisdom. Sloan Behrendt stood atop a trash heap in Manila, watching scavengers work through the city's discards. Despite her history of brave decisions, she admits being scared every single day, frightened something will happen to loved ones while she's too far away to help. But Sloan discovered something crucial. That stomach tug before something big confirms she's on the right path. Fear isn't the enemy, it's the compass. When you choose defiance over convention, three fears emerge: failure, success, and most powerfully, change itself. We resist change until the pain of staying exceeds the pain of leaving. Consider the couple whose flooded apartment finally pushed them to relocate. After 10 days of urban camping while insurance dodged responsibility, they were still resisting. Then, during an overnight trip, the water stopped completely. Within 3 weeks, they'd moved to Portland, a change they'd never have made without crisis forcing their hand. People differed dramatically in their readiness for change. Sean Ogle, at 23, landed an impressive financial analyst but hated every moment. After visiting Brazil, the contrast between freedom and fluorescent lights became unbearable. Within 6 months, he'd paid off debt and connected with developers in Southeast Asia. When his employer rejected remote work, Sean left for Bangkok to start his own business. To overcome fear, stare it down by breaking it to its most basic level. Build your safety net by considering worst-case scenarios, then smash through the wall by forcing the active decision. Almost no one is truly fearless. The quest is learning to smash through fear rather than pretending it doesn't exist. Tim D. Christopher disrupted a controversial land auction by registering as a bidder and winning 22,000 acres for $1.7 million he didn't have. His civil disobedience successfully deferred the sale until the new administration could reverse it, protecting the land despite facing felony charges. He found a third way between ineffective protest and destructive anarchism, creative defiance that changed the game. Gatekeepers maintain control by limiting choices while creating the illusion of freedom. These no people, often disguised as departments like legal or HR, preserve the status quo through predictable tactics, appealing to tradition, claiming your choice harms others, invoking unspecified higher powers, or predicting future limitations. Malcolm Gladwell's research reveals that underdogs win only 28.5% of confrontations using conventional strategies, but win 63.6% when they change the rules. Many supposed prerequisites for success are unnecessary: experience, years of preparation, extensive paperwork, and mentors. What you really need are passion, a clear vision, answers to what you want from life and how you uniquely help others, and commitment to stay the course. Above all, you need enough money, time, and courage. Your competence, not external factors, is your best security. Adam and Courtney Baker eliminated $50,000 in debt after their daughter's birth by living on a third of their $60,000 income for 18 months. They practiced radical financial transparency, publishing expenses online to prove intentional living doesn't require wealth, even while Adam worked 80 to 100 hours weekly. Research shows happiness plateaus around $40,000 annually. One person's happiness remains similar, earning $8,000 versus $250,000. The key is knowing exactly how much you need, how much you'd like, and what you'll do with it. Healthy frugality means conscious spending. Prioritize what matters, avoid what doesn't, choose experiences over possessions, and invest in others. Essential principles. Time isn't literally money. Deferred gratification can become life avoidance. Save without sacrificing present joy. Reject good debt versus bad debt. All debt locks you into future decisions. Focus more on increasing income than cutting expenses. Two paths to financial independence exist: wealth-based, save 25 times annual expenses for 4% withdrawal, or income-based, replace employer income with self-created revenue. Money enables personal freedom and helping others gain freedom. Consider automatic giving as responsibility and gratitude, not charity. Too many people get stuck reliving past accomplishments instead of creating new ones. Like the Vietnam veteran describing a decades-old war to a disengaged audience, we risk becoming trapped in our glory days. We all have foundational experiences: high school, military service, traveling abroad. But there comes a time when we must use these as motivation for greater challenges rather than endpoints. Instead of calling them the best days of my life, ask, how can I create even more remarkable experiences? Viktor Frankl, who survived 3 years in a concentration camp, believed meaning comes from creating a work or doing a deed. Building a legacy requires distinguishing between good work and great work. Good work is useful, but abundant. Great work is revolutionary. It pushes us further and leads to innovation. Legacy work involves creating something new, rather than merely responding to what exists. Measure work by output, not hours spent. Establish a continual metric, whether writing 1,000 words daily or another measurable goal, to keep you focused on what truly matters. We each get one life. Take it seriously and create something beautiful that will outlast you. Unconventional ideas get dismissed as unreasonable or impractical, labels that protect the status quo. Yet, innovation comes from risk takers, and social justice from those who question authority. The belief that career security comes from within rather than traditional employment challenges conventional wisdom, as does creating a life around what you love instead of deferring gratification. Luck and privilege shape us, but they aren't the whole story. While we can't control our past, we're responsible for our future. Be daring. Failure is possible, but regrets are optional. Be impractical. Most inventions were initially judged so. Like Shackleton's Antarctic expedition that attracted 5,000 applicants despite advertising hazardous journey with safe return doubtful, choosing an unconventional path may leave you feeling alone, but also very much alive. Don't settle for cynicism. Stand for something. Come join the living world. Your one remarkable life is ticking away.